And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, making it cool to be a conservative is what I like to say. And I tell you who else makes it cool to do what they do. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. Southern Immediate Care with 5 locations around the Birmingham area. They got other locations in places like Anniston and Gadsden and Atala. Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use, by the way, personally. This is who I use. And I've been using them for quite a while, longer than they've ever been advertising on the show. Because they're worth, if you're not feeling well, they're worth going to. They're open 7 days a week, y'all. You wake up with a fever on a Saturday morning, what do? Southern Immediate Care. Every time I've walked in the door, friendly, clean, professional. You can get your shots at those locations. You can get your x-rays at those locations, and they will see all ages. Like I'm talking pediatric all the way up to geriatric. They will see all ages. You need that. You need to know you got a one-stop shop for your medical needs. And Southern Immediate Care, that's who I highly recommend. And we're proud to have them as a sponsor on the show. So if you need medical attention, look them up online. Find the location nearest to you, Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. I'm slammed on text messages, Boom. I'm just slammed. Let me just start back here at the bottom and work my way up. Dwight from Decatur. Is it true failing private schools are going to be tested? No, that's not true. What they're looking at right now, I believe, Dwight, I think, is that they are looking at if they go to the school choice legislation they're talking about, then the opponents to school choice want to throw in a testing requirement that would let the state school board then test private schools, and that's not what we want. So I think that may be what you're thinking of, bro. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I never met a truancy officer in my life. When I was in school, I was scared to death of truancy officers. Okay. What's the guy from, Back to the Future. McFly, you're a slacker. You're a slacker like your father. You're a slacker. Truancy officer. Made a living just chasing down kids. What a sorry job. Gary from Decatur, a moderate Republican from Minnesota is ridiculous. We're talking about the possibility of Emmer being the Speaker of the House. Emmer, by the way, just dropped out, so there's that. Minnesota is unfortunately like New York and California. Minneapolis, St. Paul, run by the state, with representatives like Ilhan Omar and Amy Klobuchar. I agree with you. He said he was born in the state next door, North Dakota. Gary, no fears. He apparently dropped out. Brandy from Athens, friends don't let friends be guppies. Let's bring back Just Say No. Yeah. That's right. I did say identify as a guppy. I identify as a guppy today. Bloop, bloop. How well is that going to work out when I jump in the water? Not too well. Jeff from Indiana is on the horn. He says, Phil, I know people are not horses, but I know a lot of people who have parts of horses, like the mouth and the derriere. I love my listeners. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, so if my pronouns are they, them, and I identify as 10 people, shouldn't I get to cast 10 votes in November? Well, we may be on to something. Can I get 10 paychecks, too, while we're at it?
I really love how clever some of the listeners are. Like, some of the texts and stuff, they catch me off guard. I'm over here doing something, and then I hear it, and I'm like, what?
That's just...
And then some stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
You know what? If that's the rules, okay. You know what we need to find? I need to find an update on the story about the guy who was a city councilman up in, like, Ohio or someplace in a conservative area, and he just went ahead and said...
And said he identified, right?
Identified. And they didn't like it at all. And he goes, no. You don't get to change the rules.
Yeah. You can't change the rules.
You made the rules. You made them. I'm going by them. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, says, a weekend at Biden's, dead man's beach getaway. Mark from Laredo. Yes, indeed. It's kind of awful. He's laying there in the sun, just looking pasty. Brian from Huntsville, he's got a message for you, Boomer. He says, there's a thing on there from Brian from Huntsville for you. Wayne from Falkville. Hey, Phil, what's worse, being endorsed by Mayor Randall Woodfin or being transgender? I can't figure out. I tell you what's worse, being transgender and being endorsed by Mayor Randall Woodfin. How's that? It's Stephen from Huntsville. Steve from Huntsville says, Colonel, Birmingham was the little Pittsburgh of the South. It is now the Detroit of the South. It's a joke of a major city. All the money left the area for the subs, and only the money left lives downtown in loft apartments and votes dim. there you have it. Leanne from Huntsville says, people from out of state should not be allowed to contribute to our candidates' funds. Makes me sick. Well, at least not as a liberal anyway. JT from Town Creek. Why is the majority being forced to bow down to the minority? Transgenders are a minuscule percentage of the population. Agreed. Nailed it. Jeff from Green Hill. The road to socialism runs through the kids. Wow. That's heavy. Junebug from Hartzell says, when conservatives stop being afraid of everyone and everything, something positive might happen. Liberals stick together. Don't care what others think about them. They accomplish the crazy unbelievable. Conservatives are too often wimps. There you have it. I got a few more that I'll get after the break. Right now, just know this. We're coming back for the go-home time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. And I mean to say, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. This show. We send our signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you what else that covers a lot of ground, and that's our friends at ZLA Solutions. Y'all, ZLA Solutions, they are like epic good at what they do, and they are covering a lot of territory, way beyond our listening area. They are working with big-name employers, helping them do things to make their business better, and it's not a little bit, it's a lot. They can do all kinds of things like sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, but they specialize in staffing. So if you need people, they can help you find them. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They can get you just a few people you need or a whole shift. So if you need people, if you need help, if you want to make your business better, consider ZLA Solutions. You can find them on their website at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, let me jump on the phones right there. I got our buddy Jeff from Indiana's on the line. Jeffro, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. You back on the road?
Yeah, I'm covering ground as we speak.
Nice.
More than ZLA Solutions ever thought about.
What's on your mind today, bud?
Hey, you know, you're talking about lists and everything, about the questions of the kids and everything. There's one list that we're going to have to change between now and 2030.
All right.
We have to change the census. We cannot let millions and millions of illegal aliens, just because they're in the country, change all our districts and everything, basically.
Wow.
I mean, you know, they get representation, but they can't vote. So, you know, what does that mean?
Well,
because they're in a certain area.
That's an excellent question. I had not even considered that today, but I look at it and think, I think right now the biggest question too is the security issues that are involved with who's coming across our southern border right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing we have to change the census to go back to the way it's supposed to be. If you're in a certain place, you need to say, yes, I'm here. And that's the only question that needs to be asked. You don't need to know your race. You don't need to know your sex. You don't need to know your occupation. You don't need to know anything. It's just that you exist and you're in this area.
Well,
and if you're not a citizen, then you don't need to answer you don't need to answer a census question because you're just visiting, I guess, unless you get kicked out.
Well, that would be like 15 million or more visitors. I don't know that we'll ever get to the point we just don't count their warm bodies, but I do think that they are. Right now the Biden administration has allowed in the equivalent of like 3% of the United States population is now illegal. Just the new ones are illegal, not accounting who was already here. But I guess you heard the list earlier with the Biden administration using the CDC's tobacco survey to poll middle schoolers about whether they feel transgender or not.
Exactly. And, you know, why do we need to know that?
We don't.
I mean, exactly. They don't need to know that. And basically, oh, hey, cool, man. This they're asking me as if we're trans. Yeah, trans is cool. We're all trans, ain't we? You know, that's what's going to lead to, and it's going to be false numbers no matter how they ask it.
So, yeah, it's what we call in politics a push poll, where they use the question in such a way to steer you to the answer they want. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Like I say, the government has way more information than it needs already.
Well, yeah, they do, and they have no reason to ask this one. All right. Hey, Jeff, where you at right now, man?
I'm just coming past the about the 29-mile marker in Tennessee, heading north on I-65.
All right. Well, be careful on the road, brother, and especially as you get into that traffic in Nashville, all right?
Oh, it's always a blast.
It's always a blast. Yeah. All right. We'll see you, man. Have a good one.
Have a good
Yeah. Crazy Joe from Decatur texted in. What's he got here? He's, oh, as Crazy Joe communicates with memes. I need to know, by the way, does Crazy Joe make the memes? Or
I think he does. Some of them, if you look, I bet he actually does make some of them. Or maybe he makes all of them. But if he makes all of them, I'm very impressed.
He does. We might need to offer him a job or something.
Make memes.
Yeah.
We'll start using all of them.
Yeah, Crazy Meme sent me a picture of Joe Biden laundering money in front of a washing machine that's with Ukrainian flags on it. That's funny. JT from Lacey Springs says, a friend of mine, a friend of mine's 5-year-old grandson, recently stood in class getting something attention. Everybody's attention, I think, is what he means. He asks what girls like boys, some raise their hands. Then what boys like girls, some raise their hands. Then what boys like boys, no hands raise. He say to good, that's the way we do it at home. Raise up a child the way they should go, right? Rat from Athens says, do you think the House GOP would have better luck if they went outside the House, say Newt Gingrich? Well, you know what? Some are wondering. I tell you what we need is leadership. We need leadership. And I don't know who it's going to wind up being. Apparently it's not going to be Tom Emmer now, which I'm fine with that. It's not going to be Jim Jordan, which I'm not fine with that. The names that are still in the race, are they still in the race? Is Jim Jordan going to come back in? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. We'll have to wait and see. Brian from Huntsville heard me say, identify as a guppy. He said, I guess I have a bass attitude. Brian, are those dad jokes?
Those qualifies. I love that one.
Yes, that's good. You got yourself a bass attitude. Joe from Elkmont sends a meme. He says, just because you're unattractive, it's hard to swallow pills. And it says, just because you're unattractive and have no friends does not mean you're another gender. That's just mean. JT from Lacey Springs again says, some cis males like women. How should we identify? I don't know what to say to you, bro. Jeff from Indiana just called us, and now he's texting. Jeff, stop texting and driving. He says a lot of people in Nashville identify as automotive drivers, and I beg to differ on that. Oh, my soul. All right, hey, listen, we got some breaking news. I don't know what's happening right now. This is a total aside. I'm looking up at one of the screens. Of course, I don't have the volume on, but I'm just reading the ticker. So ABC News is reporting that Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for Trump, who was a very conservative member of the legislature, Mark Meadows has testified that he told Trump repeatedly the allegations of voting fraud were baseless. And so basically what he's saying is that Trump misled the general public. Now, keep in mind, that's a Georgia case. That's not saying that there weren't problems in other places. This is a Georgia case, and I don't know what the scoop is or what if this is really true. It's apparently leaked information, which once again, you look at it and go, oh, that's funny. How do grand juries work? In secrecy. Unless, of course, you're Trump and then everything gets leaked to the press. So, there's that. More to come on that one. And the other one there's more to come on is the fact that we are sitting here right now, 2 weeks in, without a speaker, with second longest time in U.S. history that we have gone without a speaker. Apparently, back in the mid-1850s, They went for like 2 months. Pretty sure they didn't have some of the same issues that we have now, at least not on the same scale. So we will keep watch on that one, and I imagine we'll have some news to talk to you about tomorrow. Wow. All right, hey, text it in or call it in. What are your thoughts on House Speaker and the fact that Alabama's Yeri Palmer dropped out? But, I mean, who do we go with now? Who's going to wind up staying in? I don't know. But Tom Emmer was the one who was selected, and then he dropped out. I'll go ahead and take a call on line one. Let me grab that real quick before the break. Line one, is that Clarence from Huntsville? Clarence, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Man, I'll tell you what, when you kind of made me think about something when you talked about Mark Meadows there for a second, and you said, you know, the thing that, you know, they're trying to get Trump on is that he misled the general public based off of that testimony, all right? If we're going to do that, then every news organization out there is misleading the public.
Oh, there you go. Should they all be convicted? I believe they should.
I mean, you know, you look at that. You look at how many of them, you know, Hillary, every one of them misled the public. You still got 50% of the country. Every 100% of the Democrats that still believes in Russian collusion.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not misleading the public?
Absolutely is. How about, why is Adam Schiff and Swalwell, why are they allowed to keep walking around?
Well, that's true. You know, and this is still... It shows the problem that we've always had with Republicans. That's why I can't identify as Republican anymore. I'm more than a Republican at this point because I have some cojones that I have to stand behind, which they can't. They can't even get a speaker going. This is why we can't ever get anything together because they can't do the basic things that need to be done to be able to actually investigate the other side.
Well, the investigations are allegedly still ongoing, man. But I'll tell you right now, I've. Just in my limited experience in the state legislature, when we lost the Speaker of the House, and then also when we had to consider indicting or impeaching Governor Bentley, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. It winds up taking up everybody's mental space, and it's definitely slowing things down. I know that.
Yeah, you know, and that's the one thing about it though is that, you know, even whenever they do get the Speaker, mark my words, nothing will get done still because you got enough of them that will sit there and continue to fight them, you know, on tooth and nail on the Republican side anyway.
Well, let's hope it's not, brother. Hey, listen, Clarence, I got to run to a break. Appreciate you, man. As always, call in more often, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll see you. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I'll do that and come back and just put a lid on it. Go home time. You guys be safe on the road out there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'm pretty excited, by the way. I just looked over and realized that a friend of mine, who is a friend of this show, who is a champion for school choice, Charlotte Meadows, who I think got hosed in the redistricting, and as a result, she was the only Republican because the AEA got their way. To have her district carved up to where it made it hard for her to run again. So she did not get a chance to come back into the legislature. But Charlotte Meadows, who lives, I believe, down around Pike Road, that area, Montgomery area, she is running for the state school board. And I say, go for it, girl. So I just texted her and said, you're coming back on the show. So anyway, Charlotte Meadows running for state school board. That'll be a good one. Have I got a caller on the line?
No, but we did have a caller call in, and I'm sorry that I didn't write your name down, but I do know that he was from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He did wanted to talk about that, the speaker race.
Yeah.
You know, since who just dropped out?
It was Tom Emmer.
Emmer, yeah. So since he just dropped out, some of the ones that were recently in the race or dropped out could put their names back in the hat.
They could. I mean, anybody can be nominated.
I mean, anyway.
But anybody can throw their name in right now, too.
Right.
And then the question becomes, do we take somebody from the outside? Do they go ahead and say, look, you know, let's go find some. I mean, what about I just had somebody just texted in. Who was this? Somebody has texted in. We don't have a name for this one. Hey, if you're going to tell us who, if you're going to text us, you got to tell us who you are and where you're from. But this this new texter with an 850 area code says, hey, Phil, what about Tulsi Gabbard for speaker? That'd be interesting. Former Democrat who left the Democrat Party, who took on Hillary Clinton. You know, here's the thing. I do think she's moderate. So whoever you are, texter, thank you very much. But that's as much as I like Tulsi Gabbard as a commentator, and I appreciate her stances, I don't know if I want her to be Speaker of the House when we have a Republican majority. But there's that. And then Joe from Birmingham says, when Sylvia Swain gets a win, Bud Light for everyone. Okay. I guess what I'm looking at here is this Joe from Birmingham, is this a liberal or is that a spoof? I don't know what. Anyway, Joe, thanks for the text. Bud Light for everyone. That tells you all you need to know right there, doesn't it? John from Huntsville, Boomer, you get massive extra credit points for all those home fry sound effects you played. This was perhaps your best performance ever, so you get an A triple plus.
All right. Lots of it.
Says, Phil, you also get a solid A, which means, though, that Boomer is today's winner. Congratulations. Also, he says, if you're thinking about paying somebody to create memes for your show, I could definitely create some awesome memes.
We may have to have a meme race.
No telling what we'll get. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, again, says, Carrie Lake from Arizona make a great Speaker of the House. Woo! I'm pretty sure that she would hurt people.
Ooh.
I get the feeling that Carrie Lake can hurt people.
Yeah.
That woman, I mean, she's solid. I mean, I have no doubt about her conservatives. I just have a feeling that if you got into a debate with her, you might wind up missing the next day.
Where did he just go? I don't know.
What happened to Joe? I don't know.
He went to...
Last time we saw him, he was talking to Carrie.
got it.
JT from Lacey Springs says, does this summarize trying to get a speaker? And he has a meme. And it says, hang on a second. It's a picture of a pistol. It says Ruger's coming out with a new pistol in honor of the Senate and the House of Representatives. It will be named the Congressman. It doesn't work, and you can't fire it. I have no words. Tony from Piedmont.
Wow.
I'm trying to get to where Tony's trying to tell me here. Tony, man, I always have trouble with your texts. He said, they make this hard as possible to get. Welcome to the 3rd District. No thanks to communists. And at one point, he says, I was in the 4th. Oh, yeah. He's right now. He's saying that basically, and I'm with you, man. I live in the 3rd Congressional District now with you. We now have Congressman Mike Rogers, and I've never had him as a congressman. I've always been in the 4th. Jeremy from Huntsville says, the leader of the House of Representatives need to be someone that will say, we, the House of Representatives, are not doing squat until we get a plan from the Senate for a bare-bones government lasting until we can get 0% inflation. And if the president will not sign that bill, the House of Representatives will sit and wait till we get a president that will. They're burning down our country. We need drastic measures. Jeremy, I'll be honest with you, bro. I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't see it happening. There's a lot of things we can do, but I don't think we're going to get that one. John C. from Madison says, unfortunately, I don't have anything to text. Have a great day.
You have a great day.
Thank you, John. John C. John
like
C.
Him.
From Madison.
John C.
Oh, my word. And then Brian from Huntsville. How about Joe Biden for speaker, LOL? Because he can't speak. Just saying. That would be awful. I don't even like that joke, Brian.
He can't even read a teleprompter.
Yeah, he wouldn't know which way is the dais. I mean, you have to hand him the gavel and tell him what to do. Okay, listen. Hey, I got to tell you. So if you missed the opening monologue, John C. says welcome. You're welcome, by the way. If you miss the opening monologue in today's show, you can catch it on our podcast. But today's was called Captain America. I don't know if you caught this, but apparently there was a attempt recently to make Captain America go woke. What? Yeah, you may have. If you didn't hear my monologue, like I said, you can always catch it. Boomer posts them every evening, and they're ready for you to download. It's called The Right Side Way, so look for it. Right Side Way, Captain America. But this one. I mean, this one I could see me doing something else with this topic. It was near and dear to my heart, but the idea that Captain America could be made to go woke, even Superman, they took off the truth, justice, and the American way is now the truth, justice, and for a better world or something like that. I just want to point out to you as we close today's show that We can be proud of where we live. We can argue and fuss. We can have our day where we get tired of some of the things that are happening in D.C. or even right here in our own state. We can laugh at stuff and poke fun at it. But in the end, I'd rather live here than anywhere else in the world. And for those liberals, including the Southern Poverty Law Center, who might be listening right now, just know this. We don't appreciate you. We don't appreciate you cutting down on where we live. We don't appreciate you taking advantage of all the richness of living here, only to then turn on us and go to Geneva, Switzerland, and testify against the United States like somehow that means something. Like we're going to stop what we're doing because we're worried about what the United Nations Human Rights Committee has to say. Because we already know that we're the leader in human rights. All right, listen, amazing day on this show. Amazing day coming up tomorrow. You guys stay tuned, and we will see you tomorrow, too. Have a great night.